Priti Patel joins us, Conservative Employment Minister. Priti, good afternoon to you. Now, your reaction to the election of Jeremy Corbyn, a massive endorsement of him, 59% of the vote.
Well, I think what the election of Jeremy Corbyn shows is that Labour are now a very serious risk to our nation's security, our economy and the security of families, families up and down the country as well. And in particular, when you look at our defences, when you look at the implications for our economy, it's quite clear that Labour under Jeremy Corbyn will hurt working people.
If I was you, I would have started that by saying I congratulate Jeremy Corbyn on a magnificent victory. Shouldn't you actually sort of be a bit sort of, I mean, actually welcome him into the position?
Well, it's not for me to comment on the contest itself and also the scale of his victory. I mean, that is something for him in terms of his own party to, you know, carry. He's now the leader, so he will obviously go on and work with his party and now, I guess, develop his shadow cabinet. But I think what I would say, Ian, is that actually this is now a very serious moment for our country in terms of what we've heard from Jeremy Corbyn. He is now the Labour leader and some of his views and policies are well tested. They're out on the record. And effectively, he will now pose and Labour will now pose a big challenge, a big risk to our nation's security or our economy. And ultimately, that is a big threat to family security and hardworking people across the country.
So you don't want to congratulate him? I mean, I just think it's good manners to do that.
Well, it's not for me to do that at all. I mean, he has won his contest. The Labour Party will now, obviously, I mean, leadership elections mean that, you know, change in a political party. So he's got his own work to do there. But certainly from a Conservative point of view, we will continue. Our focus is on delivering stability, security and opportunity for working people across the country, which is what we were elected to do in the general election.
OK, well, I've given you two opportunities to congratulate him. I understand that champagne corks have been popping at Conservative campaign headquarters.
Well, that is not the case at all. And as I come back, Ian, to what I have said, this is a serious moment for our country. The Conservatives will continue to deliver stability, security, opportunity for working people, focusing on delivering what we said we would do in the general election and through our manifesto, which is more economic security, more jobs, more growth and more stability.
I mean, I don't understand why you and Michael Fallon are saying all of this today, because surely the best thing to do is actually to say nothing and let people judge Jeremy Corbyn by what he does and what he says. We're 5 years from an election. You don't need to indulge in these attacks on him, surely.
Well, I don't think this is about an attack at all. This
sounds
is
like
the
to
fact
me.
That, you know, Labour now have a new leader. And actually, it would be strange for political parties, not to other political parties, not to respond. And we are clear, obviously, we are Conservatives in government. Our focus is on continuing to deliver stability, security and working hard for working people. We are the party of working people. And of course, when you look at what has been said during the leadership election campaign for the Labour Party on their positions, Labour under Jeremy Corbyn will now pose serious risk when it comes to national security and economic security.
Okay.
And that has implications for families up and down the country.
What about all those Tories for Corbyn who thought it'd be quite a bit of a wheeze for Jeremy Corbyn to be elected? Maybe they're not laughing now.
Well, I don't think this is, you know, as I said, Ian, the process for the contest.
Did you ever think it would be funny?
Well, absolutely not. I mean, the outcome of this election is a serious outcome. And for us, I've already said, as Conservatives, we are focused on doing the job, which is the job of governing the country, delivering stability and prosperity for working people. But the point here is that the election of Jeremy Corbyn shows that Labour pose risk now to our national security and to our economy.
Priti, thank you very much. That's Priti Patel, the Conservative Employment Minister. Wes Streeting, Kat Smith, that was an object lesson in how to remain on message.
That was so on message, it hurts. I just think my ears are bleeding. I'm sure there are loads of people. It doesn't matter what your opinion is. I'm afraid, sort of coming back to sort of, you know, the Jeremy thing, I do think this is one of the reasons why he has cut through. And in spite of my own disagreements with what Jeremy said, and I'm sure, you know, we'll have disagreements over the course of the Parliament, one of the reasons why I think people like him is because he doesn't come across as scripted and because he is saying what he believes and says. And I think the sort of days where you can come on a radio programme and just sort of sit there reading off a pre-prepared script, I mean, it didn't matter what you asked Ian, she would have given you exactly the same answer.
I think, believe me, I'm used to it.
It just is so tiring listening to it.
there's a contrast there between Priti Patel.
We didn't hear about the long-term economic plan, though. That was something we can all rejoice on.
No, and it's possibly been taken off the script. It was clearly other buzzwords inserted in its place. But that's the whole contrast between what Jeremy's doing and what, you know, established politics seems to have been doing in Britain for a very long time. It's not... There is no script with Jeremy Corbyn.
I think